So for the GAC, I'm looking at New Zealand as the lead on the FOI working group. This is our next agenda item. So I'm hoping that you can introduce this topic for the GAC.
Thank you, Heather. There is, I think, two items of significance to discuss about the FOI working group. Members will be aware that I circulated a draft comment on the significantly interested parties draft report, a commentary for which principal contributions came from Australia and the US, with some support from a number of others, in fact. There were that was submitted to the FOI working group only a week ago. In fact, it may even have been less than a week ago. And they are still considering that feedback from the GAC. And they have indicated that they will provide a response to our feedback sometime in the near future. We're agreed that the timeline is not critical for either party at this point. The second very significant matter is that they were wanting to seek our interim approval on a chapter-by-chapter basis and then submit each chapter to the board. That's caused problems for a number of members of the GAC. And, in fact, now they have agreed with us that they will accept the fact that they will continue to provide commentary on a chapter-by-chapter basis. They will develop their draft reports. We will comment, which hopefully they'll find useful and take into account, but that they accept that it's only when the final report of the working group is prepared as a whole that the GAC is going to be able to give any approval to that particular report. So the working group accepts that that is the position for the GAC, but the practical effect will be as now, as each draft chapter report is prepared, I will continue to call for commentary. Collectively, we will submit some feedback, and that will be taken into account and go into the final report, which is expected to be completed, I think, by the beginning of next year. I forget the actual timeline. We circulated a timeline some time ago. So that's really all I've got to report on as far as that is concerned. The main thing is that I think they have moved some distance to assisting the GAC in its working methods, and will take our feedback and our processing into account in their work. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I think that's a helpful update for us. As a reminder, the Framework of Interpretation Working Group is a group formed by the CCNSO with the GAC to look at conducting further work based on earlier work conducted by the Delegation, Redelegation, and Retirement Working Group related to country codes. So we know that we have the GAC principles on the topic, and we have the relevant RFC as well, existing on the issue of country codes. So this is an opportunity to provide further clarification or what is sometimes called color and depth to those existing documents for country codes. So as the working group undertakes its work, the GAC is needing to comment as that work progresses. So New Zealand has updated us on one of those issues as well as the working methods. New Zealand, did you want to add?
Yeah, thank you, Heather. There was one additional point that I think is important. Whether it's confusion or accurate recall on the part of the CCNSO, I'm not really aware which one it is, the CCNSO has been of the opinion that the GAC principles on delegation and redelegation have never been accepted as advice by the board. So they claim to have some degree of uncertainty about the status of that document. I'm tempted to say mischievous point, but I won't put it in quite those terms. As far as the GAC is concerned, we do consider it to have been as advice that's been received by the board. This will become absolutely clear when our register of advice has been prepared. And as I understand it, and perhaps, Chair, you will correct me if I'm wrong, the GAC principles on delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs is, in fact, entered into our register of advice, and that therefore will actually confirm the status of that document, and at some suitable time this will be pointed out to the CCNSO so that there is no ambiguity on this point. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. That is indeed an important point, and I think it's a great opportunity now that we have the register ready to implement and to confirm its contents that we actually pay particular attention to confirming that that has indeed been accepted as GAC advice. And indeed, we can point that out to the CCNSO at that time. The first issue of significantly interested parties. We do have some comments on it. I understand the comments are continuing on that. Is this something that we're going to discuss with the CCNSO when we meet with them tomorrow? What can you give us a sense of how we're going to discuss this agenda item with the CCNSO?
I don't believe it's necessary because they're not in a position to provide any commentary from their end on our comments. They only received them a week ago. They need to digest and think about it. There's no problem that's been reported back to me. I think it is accepted that our points are fairly made, but I don't believe they will be wanting to discuss that with us at this stage. Their comments on it will come back to us, and their reaction to it will come back to us on the list intersessionally. Thank you.
Okay. So are there any comments on the issue of the framework of interpretation working group or the issues that have been raised by New Zealand? New Zealand, you're going to comment on your own comments?
comment on my comments. No, I'm sorry. Sorry to take the microphone again, but just to point out to the GAC members that this working group is operating intersessionally all the time. There is a meeting of the group on Thursday. It is a somewhat tiresome process, I have to say, to follow what's going on. The documents that they prepare are, to put it mildly, unreadable. They're extremely logical, but completely unreadable. It's like trying to read computer code, basically. It's no coincidence that the person who's in charge of the pen, in fact, is a computer engineer. Nevertheless, the conclusions do logically follow from a rigorous discussion, so that their work that they're doing is progressing slowly and very, very surely, and the outcome, actually, I think, is an honest attempt. But I would urge members of the GAC who are interested to take part in the working group, not just to rely on Suzanne and myself as being the nominal people on it. It's open to anybody to take part. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's a good reminder. All are invited to attend those teleconferences and participate in the work. I see EU Commission, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would like, first of all, to thank very much U.S. and New Zealand for the reporting on the activities of this group. I must say that, Frank, you're not really, after describing us how these documents look like, you're really not encouraging us very much to participate in the group, but thank you for the offer, and we'll do our best to follow. And on the point of the GAC principles, if I may quip for a moment, I thought that as public administration we were master of formalism, but I stand to be corrected, and I must say I don't quite understand the point of the CCNSO. Those principles are principles adopted by the GAC, whether they were communicated to the board or not. I'm not really sure I understand what does it change for the CCNSO. And last but not least, if perhaps New Zealand or the U.S. could, because I understand the U.S. is also following this, could remind us the timeline of this exercise. When is the moment in which perhaps we should pay more attention? If we can have some more clarity on this, it would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, EU Commission. Would anyone like to reply? New Zealand?
Yes, I regret that I cannot actually recall the timeline at the moment. I believe that the original timeline was that they were expecting to complete their work this year. But what I'll do is I need to go back through my notes and I'll recirculate the timeline. It was circulated to the GAC some time ago as to exactly what the schedule was. I'll revisit that. I'll circulate it to the GAC for information. As to the point about the principles, whether they're accepted as advice or not, I think, as I say, it's a somewhat tongue-in-cheek commentary. And we will be making quite clear to all parties that, in fact, that is accepted advice from the GAC to the board. Thank you.
Thank you. I have UK next.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Frank. Thank you, US, New Zealand, for covering a lot of this. It is much of this is very important work, you know, delegation, redelegation should be very high on governments' agendas generally. I mean, there are going to be governments, and there are currently governments involved in redelegation issues. So this is hitting on areas of ICANN activity where governments should be very close, if not actually directly involved. So it is a problem keeping up with this work, and I confess, you know, dipped in and out, and I haven't followed it with a consistent thread. And I guess that's partly due to, you know, so much heavy workload on new GTLDs and corporate governance issues and so on. It's a very busy time for us in the GAC. But I think, I really appreciate Frank's efforts on this, but there is a communication enhancement issue perhaps which we might try and consider so that we're all on the GAC aware and know at which points to engage. The recent one on significantly interested parties, that was obviously a key element in the FOI working group's work. And I don't get the feeling that we all sparked at the right time on it. And so I just wonder if there is some other way to ensure that this is all elevated to the right level in our consciousness as we as the FOI working group continues its important course. I don't know whether perhaps with the assistance of the Secretariat, some kind of concise, short, concise bulletins. This is what the group's points got to. This is these are the key points of interest relating to government policy and so on. So that, you know, we are able to pick up on this work at the right time. I mean, on SIP, I came in very late at a very busy time, and I quite candidly admit, you know, it just didn't. I just didn't give it the kind of attention it deserved. So I do feel there is a problem here. The density, as Frank was describing, of the material is another factor that doesn't help. But I think this exchange here is serves as a reminder to all of us, you know, that actually, you know, try and focus down on this and help the process of the working group and ensure that the GAC provides inputs at the right time. So that's a rap on the knuckles for me, as much as for other colleagues here, I would have thought. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. So I heard New Zealand affirm that they would recirculate the timeline that we had prepared earlier. As I recall, the timeline is quite far out. So we do have some opportunity still to comment, and in light of the agreement about working methods, and that we do have that opportunity near the end to properly look at something that's nearing finalization, that I think we can be assured there is still opportunity there. But indeed, this is very relevant to governments and very relevant to the concerns we have related to country codes and how the principles that we have developed are understood and are indeed implemented. So I see United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just wanted to chime in and sort of amplify a little bit of what Frank has reported, and it may well be together we can piece this so that his next email out with a reminder of the calendar. We can also attach the list of issues that the FOI working group had identified as their discrete chapters, and that will give you a sense. It helps identify you know, the level of attention you might give it, if I may say. But I also think, as Frank has reported, the FOI working group's, you know, realization that a chapter-by-chapter approach works for them, it is more challenging for the GAC, since our interest is also in stepping back and looking at the principles to see whether we may wish to update them. And we would want to do that sort of from a holistic perspective, a comprehensive. So I think, though, tracking, as the Chair has mentioned, they have a fairly long timeline that stretches out. So we do have a longer window. And it's my impression, and they may well stress this when they meet with us tomorrow, that they appreciate that we have a lot on our plates. Frankly, all anybody has to do is check, you know, the ICANN website and all the public announcements. I mean, everybody has a lot on their plates, but we cover everything in ICANN. So, of course, for the GAC, we may well have more than everybody else. And I think they're very mindful of that. And I think they would welcome comments on their chapters as they come out. But I think they probably also understand that we might want to reserve for ourselves the right to address the entire document as they issue it. So right now, I actually think we're ahead of the game by having already submitted comments on consent and significantly interested parties. And it's probably helpful to us if we could continue to read the chapter by chapter and develop comments, because then that will be our guide at the end of the process as we look back at our principles. So once we send this out, you might want to just put it in your Outlook calendar, if I could suggest, just a reminder to review. Their chapters are not long. And after you kind of get over the bizarre presentation, I see a CCNSO member sort of reacting to that. I think he's agreeing with me. If you go to the very last section that says recommendations, And then you don't have to follow the sort of tortured logic, although, as Frank points out, it is logical. It's just very difficult to read. So if you just go straight to the last section on recommendations, you will see what they are, what is really up for comment for us. So that was just an additional editorial to Frank's overview. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Okay. So let's have our coffee break. And let's reconvene at 4 in order to prepare for the board session that we have at the end of today. Okay? Enjoy your coffee break.